From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And it's relatively warm right now in Seattle and the Puget Sound region, but other places around here were hit hard this week by an ice storm. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about how we got that freezing rain that closed down I-90 over Snoqualmie Pass and covered areas south of us in ice. First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast. It sounds like it's going to stay pretty warm and showery around here this weekend.
That's right. I mean, we're talking about normal weather. Temperatures today and Saturday and Sunday will be getting to the mid and upper 40s. Typical for this time of the year. And there's a series of weather systems, some modest to weak fronts. They'll be rotating through. We have this deep low pressure center right off the coast, and pulses of moisture will be just circulating around. And in fact, it's relatively dry over Puget Sound right now. But later today, one band of showers will come through. Another one should come through later in the afternoon on Saturday, and another one on Sunday. After that, things really dry out. A ridge develops from Monday to Thursday over the eastern Pacific, and it's going to be pretty much dry through much of next week. Temperatures getting up to the upper 40s, maybe even 50 in a few places. So actually, after a lot of bad weather, it's going to get pretty calm and pretty nice for a while.
So we've got some relief from the long cold spell that we had, and it's pretty temperate around here and normal, but what about that ice storm and the freezing rain that just hit the region? I mean, I-90 closed for more than 24 hours because of treacherous conditions.
That's right. We had one of the great ice storm incidents of Northwest history the last few days, and the setup was perfect. We had extremely cold air over the region, particularly east of the Cascades. So eastern Washington, eastern Oregon were deeply embedded in sub-freezing air and snow on the ground. Actually, the temperatures over us were starting to warm up a little bit, but it's still below normal. So we had this cold air in place with high pressure inland, lower pressure offshore, and in certain locations, the gaps in the Cascades, we were getting cold easterly flow. Now, that was particularly true in the Columbia Gorge and some of the higher passes, or even the lower passes, Snoqualmie Pass and Stevens, etc. So what happened was, with this cold air in place and cold air coming through these gaps, a weather system, a warm, wet weather system approached. And so warm air started surging in above us, and this air was warm enough that aloft rain was falling. So we had rain in a warm layer that was falling down. Now, in places like Seattle, any cold air was scoured out right away, and we only had rain. But in some places where the cold air could hold in, they got freezing rain, and in some places for over 24 hours. So the way this works is that we have this warm rain, liquid rain above 32, goes into this layer that is below freezing. That water gets what we call supercooled. It gets chilled below freezing, but it doesn't freeze. And then as this cold rain hits the surface, which is below freezing clearly, it freezes on contact. And you start developing this layer of ice. And the ice was up to 2 inches thick in some places. So it crippled transportation in the Columbia Gorge. Snoqualmie Pass was closed over a day. And what people haven't talked much about, but they should, is eastern Washington, where they had this very thick glaze that crippled things there. Because in eastern Washington, the cold layer near the surface held in the Columbia Basin.
So you get these dramatic images of this sort of icy coating around the region. But explain, if you would, how do you get liquid water that's sub-freezing but not frozen?
Well, it's amazing. But water doesn't have to freeze immediately when it gets below freezing. So this is what I talked about supercooling. To go from liquid water to ice, something magical has to happen. In a liquid, the molecules are moving about. Okay, they have some motion. But to get ice, they have to lock into this crystalline pattern. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to make that transition. And particularly if you're in the upper atmosphere where things are pretty clean, where there aren't a lot of particles, it can take a while to make that transition. And so that's the secret of it. You can have water that you cool down below freezing. It may not freeze immediately, but when it hits something, it freezes on contact. And that's the problem that caused all the icing around our region.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.